Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year. Something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? Super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports. Sports.
Sports.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, free agents keep falling, and hey, it's already Thursday, so we got football tonight. Let's do this. It's a Thursday. On the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gal Studios in Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Raybould, Lord Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on Twitch and comment on the chat channel, guess what? You can do that. And it's a Thursday. It's almost the weekend, man. What's going on, Hoffman?
I like Thursday way better than Friday.
Why is that?
Wednesday way better than Thursday. Yesterday felt like it was like we were nowhere near the weekend, and now all of a sudden we're
here.
Close.
I'm telling you, man, the week has been flying by for me. So, in part because I've been really busy. Although I have to apologize to someone here before we get started.
Please apologize. Is this to me?
No. I feel terrible about this. So last night, since I'm kind of home by myself, I decided I'm going to do Uber Eats, get some Kimson, and have a nice dinner. Well, when the guy shows up, I ordered two things. I ordered the Vietnamese egg rolls and fried rice. There's only one bag, and it's small. And it's like, that's not my order. And then he points to the bigger bag. Oh, yeah, that's your order, too. Like, okay, cool. I go upstairs, and I didn't know this, but it has your name on it if there's more than one.
Okay.
And I thought, wait, this feels like a little bit much. And I turn around to tell him, I think this is too much. And he takes off. I get upstairs. One of them says Fred. One of them says Christy. All I could think about was poor Christy not getting her order because this guy wasn't paying attention. And there's no way to call him back because it's not like the Uber app where it gives you the number and everything. And so I hoped he would figure it out and come back. Because
I don't think they could start, like, once they give you the food.
Yeah, they probably can't.
I didn't
take it out of the bag. I mean, I left it just like it was. But
you didn't eat it?
No, I didn't. Because I kept hoping he'd come back.
Yeah, I would have ate it. Well, because once they give it to you and leave,
yeah,
they can't come back.
Yeah, they probably can't.
Because you could poison it.
But I wouldn't do that.
I know.
I just wanted Christy to get her meal.
You might have.
Because what if he'd stopped off at her place
first?
That
guy doesn't know if you might be a serial killer for all he knows.
Well, yeah, but not like a poisoner.
But you could be.
No.
They don't know that, though.
I have a pretty good track record of not getting caught. I think that should mean something. But yeah, I felt bad for this poor woman who didn't get her meal. Because this guy was kind of he wasn't very nice. So I may be looking to alternatives to Uber Eats from now on. Because that's kind of the second time that they've screwed something up. And it wasn't bad because I got my food. But, poor Christy.
Sucks for Christy, man.
Yeah. That's about it. And I have one other question, just totally random. And it's probably sexist, but I don't care. Why are women so fascinated with tire pressure?
Are they?
Almost every woman I've ever known has been, we check the air in my tires. We've got to check the air in my tires constantly. And, like, I saw three women today getting air in their tires. I'm just like, what's the fascination with air in your
tires? I think when it gets cold, tire pressures change and people start to freak out.
Well, it's not what they told us during Deflategate.
But my wife, she, her car just tells her the pressure in her tires.
Yeah,
my truck does it too. And that way there's no panic. It's like, oh, look, this is the air pressure. You don't need me to check them.
I'm just curious if it's maybe just every woman I've ever known.
It is. Okay. My wife's never asked me.
All right, I probably should never be attracted to any woman who has to have her tires checked constantly. I don't know. I always thought it was a thing with women.
Well, I haven't seen it, but it's possible.
All right. Aaron's looking like he wants to say something in there.
Well, I worked at Discount Tire for 6 years, and I was there as the transition came from the old school, you don't know what your tire pressure is at any given moment, to now every car tells you when you have a low tire. So why you saw three of them doing it today is probably because the temperature dropped enough that the pressure dropped on all four. And once it gets to a certain percentage of what the tires are supposed to be at, it sets the alarm off.
So, but as a former tire guy, am I off base here?
Not really. I mean, guys are just more hands-on and want to control it because it's their car. But there's always plenty of people. I mean, Discount Tire does free air checks, so we always had one person designated who would just sit there during the cold time, and that's all you did was fill people's tires.
Interesting.
Got a date like that once.
Well, there you go. There's a positive to this. 713 says, throw that away immediately. Don't let that wife see that name on the order in your house. Trust me, I thought of that, too. I threw it out this morning. So, Anthony Rendon happened after we left.
Literally the exact same money that Steven Strasburg got from the Nationals. And it makes me feel a little bit bad for Rendon because basically the Nationals said, we prioritize Strasburg over you, which... I don't know what the right answer is. I mean,
it in the old days, I would have said I'd always prioritize the everyday player, but it's a lot harder to get a Steven Strasburg than, and no offense to Anthony Rendon, who I know is from here.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to get a Strasburg than it is one of him.
Well,
and I mean, as good as he was, you can, you know, Josh Donaldson can play like that for you for a year.
That's what I think that may be the path that they end up going because, you know, he's not going to cost as much, and it's a he's an older guy. He's not going to demand a massive contract, so it seems like a good fit, but he's not going to be Anthony Rendon either.
No, but he's capable of having a good enough season to kind of mitigate that. You're not going to find another Strasburg.
No.
So I just think that high-end pitchers now that have had a long run of success, they're so hard to get. I mean, even the really good ones like Chris Sale eventually fall apart on you. David Price falls apart on you. So more often than not, you still go wrong. But, man, if you got a guy like that, or you got a Garrett Cole, or, you know, and I still think Verlander is dependable. He won't be for much longer, but you pay him. And, yeah, in the old days, that's not what I would have said.
Yeah.
So, and I'm getting a lot of support on the text line about the women and tires thing, just so you know.
No, I don't believe you. You're bad at picking women. Who's asking you to do that? Isn't your wife out of town?
Yeah, she's out of town. No, I observed it today.
Oh, okay.
And it's always kind of, I've always been curious because most women I know are not fascinated, but they're obsessed by it.
Okay.
So could you check my tires? Can you check my tires? Or I'll check them myself. Either way, the tires have to be checked.
Yeah.
Brad says, how do you guys spend only 24 hours in Vegas? Wife is letting me go with a buddy. I've never only spent 24 hours.
I never have either.
I've done a couple 48 hours, but I'm sure you can cram a lot into 24 hours.
Yeah.
Just don't sleep. Nobody does. 713.
And don't plan to do anything the next day.
Yeah. Just sleep. So we talked about little Laney Kiffin getting the Ole Miss job.
Yeah.
You see, he's trying to poach as many coaches from Nick Saban as possible.
Yeah.
He's already trying to tweak the guy. And apparently there was some show on HBO about Belichick and Saban where he came out and talked about how much he hated that his ex-assistants poached coaches. I bet Kiffin saw that, and he's like making phone calls like right away.
Would you expect Alabama to run up the score as much as possible against Ole Miss this year?
Oh, God, yeah.
I think he's going to try to hurt the feelings. I mean, that might be the...
Oh, I think he'll try to do that every time.
That might be the game he circles until Lane Kiffin's fired.
Well, you know, you're going to get a target on you. Might as well, try to tweak the guy a little bit. I mean, it's not like you're going to close the gap on Alabama anytime soon. So,
But, I mean, who knows how long Nick Saban will be around? We talk about it all the time. How long is this dude going to coach for? And Lane Kiffin may be able to feed that line to these assistants, too.
Yeah, maybe so. And maybe they don't like Nick Saban if they can get as much money to go there. Maybe they would. I don't imagine that Nick Saban is any fun to work for. I have nothing to base that on other than, you know, meeting him once and hearing him speak a few times.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine the guy would be any fun to work for. 281 says, check my tires is code word, Fred. Not for me, apparently. What?
Sometimes I hate, like, there's days when, I mean, the internet's a great invention. I mean, there's some wonderful things. I don't know what we'd do without the internet. But now, this Greta chick is now the person of the year, the Time person of the year.
Who?
Greta, the little girl that, or like, she's like 15, 16-year-old girl that was, like, talking about climate change. You know who I'm talking about? Greta Thunberg?
No, I don't know who she is.
What?
Nope.
Do you not have the internet?
I have the internet.
You have Twitter, right?
I have Twitter.
And you, how long ago was it when Greta was, like, the biggest star in the world?
It was, like, 4 or 5 months ago when she gave a speech to the UN or some big governing body.
I vaguely remember that, but I couldn't have told her name.
She screamed at people that were the problem.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shoot the video. I remember seeing
yeah.
that video. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's Greta.
I don't know her name.
Okay. That's Greta. That. She's become very famous.
We'll just say climate change chick.
Okay. I think she's from Sweden or something like that. Some country where they've got it better than us. But someone tweeted congrats to her for being the Time person of the year. And the president tweeted, so ridiculous. Greta must work on her anger management problem, then go to a good old-fashioned movie with a friend. Chill, Greta, chill. And now everyone's bringing up that people lost their mind because someone mentioned the president's son like a week or two ago. And you're not allowed to talk about children. And now the president's talking about children. And now there's that's all Twitter is now, is people talking about this. And I just want good, fun Twitter today. Is that too much to ask? I liked it yesterday when it was tweeting about Nick Cannon's crappy rap songs. That's when, like, Twitter was fun.
And that's fun. I think when you're getting into, well, let's go after a little girl, and politics get involved. I think I've been threatening to do it for about 2 weeks, but it's about time for another Twitter purge of people I follow. And number one on the list will be anybody who is constantly liking and retweeting political stuff.
What do you follow the president?
No, because everybody I know retweets everything he says, so I don't have to. Plus, I'll go check and see what he says sometimes. But no, I don't.
So
I don't
you shame follow him?
Yeah,
you're embarrassed, so you. You
know, right. Yeah.
It's like OJ. It's like me with OJ. Yeah. I won't follow him, but pretty much every day I check what OJ's up to.
But the difference is what the president says actually matters.
Yeah.
And OJ says doesn't. So, I think I'm going to purge a whole bunch of people this weekend. Also, a couple people suggested this, that Bad Blood on Netflix. It's about the Montreal Mafia. It's got Kim Coates in it. I'm about 4 episodes in. Really strong so far.
Okay.
It's based on a true story. Although Kim Coates' character is kind of a compilation of guys. So he didn't really exist, but he's the best character in it. So if you're a mob person, and I know a bunch of you are, highly worth watching. And if you're a shaving person, you're going to use Harry's Razors, right? And hey, now is the time to give Harry's Razors as a great gift to the man in your life, whether it's your grandfather, your dad, you know, the man in your life, whatever, or you got a son who's shaving now. How about Harry's is just a great, thoughtful, and practical gift. And the gift sets start at just $20, well within Secret Santa limits. They come in a great box, that holiday gift box that looks fantastic. You don't have to wrap them. And you can get $5 off any Harry's shave set by using code FAOUR at harrys.com. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. And this is it, special offer. We partner with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including those great holiday sets. That includes their limited edition holiday sets when you enter code FAOUR at harrys.com. Plus, you get free shipping. Each Harry's shaving set comes with a weighted handle with an option to engrave. So if you want to personalize it, it's a really cool way, for a really great gift for the man in your life. Five-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich leather, travel cover to protect your blades, package in a handsome holiday gift box. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. That's FAOUR.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, if you are ready to heat things up this Christmas, go with a win-win. Give her something that's going to make her feel hot and could heat up your holiday, too. How about this? The super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram.com. Because let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. And the hoodie footy is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she's going to be cozy in no time and probably cozying up to you. And it gets even better because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. How about that? Great news for guys like me who cannot wrap a thing. They do it for you. And they're all backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. Delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. You're risking nothing, guys. And they're celebrating 10 years. So right now, for a limited time, you can save $10 on an adult-size hoodie footy when you use the code SAVE10 at checkout. Go to Pajamagram.com. Use the code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Happy Thursday. This week has flown by for me. So I know you were really depressed that it was only Wednesday yesterday.
I was.
But now we're almost there. So, and you know, I've got my fantasy championship this week. His quarterback's Jameis Winston. Apparently he's got a hand problem. It's really sad to see.
Mm-hmm.
Really sad to see. Not that I wish evil on anyone, but anything that makes it easier, this is a championship.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. It's always the dollars, to quote Casino. One of the topics that everybody's been bouncing around, and it comes up every 4 years whenever there's obviously a bad division where somebody's going to get in with a crap record.
It's reseeding.
Yeah. And I think, A, it doesn't come up enough for it to really matter. And B, I mean, are people really up in arms over this, or is this just one of those media things that everybody feels like they have to have an opinion on?
I don't know. I mean, I have given it some thought, and I just think that it's so silly to change a rule based on 1 year. They're going to be the four seed, and they're going to play the best wild card team. And
if that team's good enough, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
In fact, they probably want that matchup.
Yeah.
I guarantee you,
you don't think the Seahawks are like, oh, yeah. Give me the Cowboys.
Give me some Cowboy.
Yeah. Or the Eagles. Oh. Mm. Yeah, I would imagine that's an exciting prospect.
So, but yeah, I'm kind of with Goodell on this. He says he doesn't see any push for it. I don't really either. I mean, there have been a few times where it's actually been a big deal. And you know, and so the Saints went up to Seattle and lost. Hey, that's on them. You know, sorry. You're supposed to win that game, right? Yeah. Didn't you want to play a 7-9 team?
Yeah.
So, and it only happens like every 3 or 4 years is when it comes up. We've got, I guess, when the Panthers were 7-8-1, there was that one. But boy, if you can only remember a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, a lot of people care.
Well, I think it. You just keep things how we're going, and there's no point in going crazy and change it just because of 1 year the NFC East sucks.
Well, and this is how bad the NFC East sucks. There's a chance that they wind up with the worst division record in NFL history, or tying the worst division record.
Wouldn't shock me.
Basically, if the Cowboys lose to the Rams.
It's unfortunate the Redskins can't win that division anymore.
Yeah, that's too bad. I was rooting for the
I was too.
The old 6-10. But so if Dallas loses to the Rams and the Dolphins beat the Giants, they'll tie for the worst record in the history of the NFL since they've gone to this division format.
Because well, not the worst record by a division winner.
By a division.
Oh.
An entire division, all four teams. The 2008 NFC West finished 22-42. And so that's exactly where they would finish if the Cowboys lose to the Rams and the Giants lose to the Dolphins. The rest of the games are all playing each other, so they don't really come into play. But that's the record they'll have.
Yeesh. Well.
And it's basically Dallas 6-7, Philadelphia 6-7, Washington 3-10, Giants 2-11. And I think the Rams are going to beat the Cowboys, but I could see the Dolphins beating the Giants. I don't think that'd be a stretch.
Well, I'd be surprised. I think the Dolphins are so bad.
You know, all they do is cover every single week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm betting against them this week. I don't know how they cover their, I mean, and especially now Devontae Parker's in concussion protocol. He's like their only good player. I don't know. I still, when I look at them, I don't know how they ever even come close to winning games.
Defensively, they're not as bad as you think.
Oof, I have a hard time believing that. I really do.
They don't have a bunch of names over there, but they've been playing pretty well. Flores schemes them pretty well. And they've got Fitzmagic.
Fitzmagic.
And there it is. That's it. Like, nobody's saying they're any good, but they're not the disaster that they were supposed to be. So... So he says, you guys hear about the new MLB rule regarding pitchers facing a minimum of 3 batters. Is that, I know they were talking about that.
I've heard about that too. I didn't know if they were going to lock that in or not.
Yeah. I'm not crazy about it. I mean, there's other ways to speed up the game if you want to, but you know, there's a lot of guys who make pretty good money to come in and get one guy out left-handed. I don't want to take that away from them. They're like long snappers. You don't want to take their job away.
No. So. But I will say, I mean, it would keep the pace of the game up, because it is obnoxious, especially, you know, when you're at a game, there's a pitching change, the guy pitches to one guy, and then there's another pitching change, and now you got to warm somebody up. It's like, oh, I don't like that. So, I mean, I'm actually okay with it.
Well, I mean, I know it slows down the game, but there's enough things that slow down the game that you could definitely fix.
You wouldn't have to get 3 outs. You'd have to face 3 batters, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So now you're going to bring a guy in to get one guy and then intentionally walk the other two? I don't know, man. It seems silly to me. I mean, why mess with that? There's plenty of problems baseball can be working on. So I don't think that's a problem. I know playoff games are... Yeah, it gets to be an issue because they pitch everybody, but you know those games are 4.5 hours. You know that going in. And they're unwatchable unless it's your team. We've talked about that before. That's not going to make it watchable for me. They say, okay, you got to leave a guy in for 3 batters. I'm not suddenly going to start watching Indians-Twins playoff games.
No, but I mean, if Major League Baseball could somehow trim their total game time down by 20 minutes a game, I'd be more likely to watch.
Maybe I think it needs to be more than that. They need to be 3 hours. Then get it to 3 hours. That's to me. That's in an ADD world. That's all anybody can do now. That's why the NFL tries really hard to stay in that 3 hour window.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. Basketball games end pretty quickly, and the NBA's down like 20%.
Yeah.
TV. So. Somebody says, should be based on the best record. You must be a Saints fan. and the records themselves.
Because what happens in the years when, like, so we're rewarding teams who, like, the, for instance, the AFC East this year.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Buffalo is, they've got a good record, but they play in a division with the Jets and the Dolphins. So, really, they're going to have two tough division games against the Patriots. The rest of their schedule isn't really all that tough.
In this case, they had the Ravens, but that's about it. The rest of their schedule's been pretty easy.
So we should reward them over a team that plays in a really tough division. And now, I don't know that there is one in the AFC this year. I mean, it's like above and beyond tougher than the rest of them. But it's just as a general rule, when you've got two crappy teams and two great teams, and really the NFC South is that this year. You know, the NFC South is very top heavy. The two teams that are good are pretty good. The two teams that are bad are, well, really,
there's three
teams
now
that are pretty bad. Yeah.
I mean, it's really just the Saints.
Yeah. I don't know. And then I look at the NFC West where there's, you know, that's a tough division. That's a tough division. And I don't want somebody to just get picked over that team because they've got a better record. Like if the Bills had a better record, and I know it's AFC versus NFC, but if the Bills had a better record than the Seahawks or the Niners who win that division, I don't know that they should get in over them because it's
just one home game is all it is.
Ideally, it should all balance out eventually.
Right,
anyway,
if you're good enough, you're going to win. It's one lousy road game that you have to go on. And yeah, great. You might have been 12-4, and the other team in your division was 13-3. You probably had your chances. So you don't get to get a home game just because you finished second in a division that had a couple of donkeys. All right, let's go to Lawyer Dave. What's up, Lawyer Dave?
Hey, what's going on, Fred? Hey, Blitzers, it's Lawyer Dave. If you've been in an accident of any kind, medical malpractice, slipped and fall at a grocery store, some kind of an explosion, car wreck, truck wreck, give me a call, 713-626-8900, and I'll take care of you.
Yeah, let's say you didn't check your tires and got in an accident, and you were hurt and couldn't afford a doctor. What are you going to do for them?
We're going to get them to a doctor without any money up front. That way they get the care they need, they get better, they can get back to work, take care of their family, and not have to worry about, gosh, I can't get to a doctor because I just can't afford it.
Yeah, and you don't get paid until they win. You don't charge for consultations either.
That's right. We win together, we work together, and if somehow we lose together. That rarely happens. But what the important part is, the people are involved in the process the whole way. If people have questions about types of law that I don't practice, I'll gladly help them if I can, or send them to somebody that I know that does know what they're talking about in that particular area.
All right, tell them how they can get in touch with you.
Hit me up at 713-626-8900. I'm here right now. Or you can hit me at lawyerdave.com or tweet me at lawyerdavelaw, or last but not least, hit me up through Fred. He knows where I am 24/7.
Yeah, and I'll get you the information, and people do that all the time. All right, tell them what they need to do if they need a lawyer, Dave.
They better dial Dave.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under. I think I need help.
I'm drowning in myself. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Cindy says, I had to learn how to check my tire pressure, check oil, change a tire before my stepdad taught me how to drive. I think you just pick those other types of ladies. And I think we know my luck has not been all that good in that regard. And then JD says, Fred, since it's the final game of the year for your fantasy football team, you won't need any of your bench players. Go pick up every available quarterback that's worth a damn and drop your bench players ASAP. You know what? I kind of feel like that's a dick move, especially since there's a third-place game, and they're playing for the winner of that gets money. So I think that would be kind of a dick move. Just in it, you know, I'll either win it or I won't. I get good money for a second. I'm not complaining too much. Oh, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Crown the Rock said NBA should speed up the free throws also. I hate those fist bumps in between. That doesn't really take up much time. You know, the guys who stand on the line for isn't there a 10-second thing on free throws now?
I think so.
I think there is, yeah. So, I mean, that would be the way to do it. Just put a clock on the pitch count, and then you don't have to worry about people trying to steal signs and bang on trash cans because they wouldn't have time.
Yeah.
Solves a whole bunch of problems. Which I still, to this day, can't quite figure out, even with all the time they take between pitches, how you could figure out which pitch it is, relay it to a trash can banger, and have him bang the trash cans before the pitch is thrown.
You know what I was thinking about today? Maybe you can answer this. If not, I'm sure somebody can. At what time in the play clock in the NFL does the headset in the helmet cut off?
I don't remember, but there is a time. It's like the last 10 seconds.
Is it 10 seconds?
I think it's 10. I could be wrong.
Maybe Lance knows, or I don't know, but it's made me wonder why, and the reason why I bring it up is because Buffalo has started to do this a lot, and I think it's a big reason why they've started to have some success offensively, is their offensive coordinator moved up to the booth so he could see the whole field, and he's rushing them to the line. It's like they're in like a two-minute offense almost all the time now. So they get set, and then the guy calls the play based on how – it's 15 seconds left on the clock? Okay. So based on how the defense sets up, that's the play he'll call. And then he just trusts Allen to get it out to his guys, which seems – I mean, doesn't that seem like a really good strategy?
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're just guessing what kind of coverage you're calling a play into. You know, like if you're Phillip Rivers and you're waiting until the play clock hits one every time,
Yeah, but you also trust Phillip Rivers to get you in a different play.
Obviously.
Do you trust Baker Mayfield is the question. So, I'm just randomly picking Baker. I'm not picking on him, per se.
I think we're going to start seeing more teams do that. I think we talked about this same thing last year when the Rams were doing it. I think the Bills doing it this year. I think it's going to start sweeping the league, and everybody's going to run more tempo than what they do now, or at least get to the line with more tempo.
Yeah, well, you would hope. I mean, I know the Texans when they do that, they actually look effective a lot of times. But
well, of course, their play callers standing on the sideline.
Yeah, well, there's that.
He's not seeing the whole field. He doesn't need to though because he's God. He can see it all in his mind.
Mm, that's true. Everything happens exactly the way he thought it was going to happen. Except for when they played teams like the Broncos.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Well, that is interesting that's one of the reasons why they've had some success. But
and now everybody's tweeting me all the bad people who have been Times Person of the Year. Listen. It's not a.
Why'd you want to?
I don't know why
you want to start that.
I don't know why I did that. The Times Person of the Year is not like a reward for the best person. Okay, it's not like this is the like it's not literally the person of the year. There's been some really bad people who have won Times Person of the Year. It's just a person who affected culture greatly that year. Every president except for like two or three has been Times Person of the Year. Including the current president, including the president before him. So, whoever you are, I'm sure you hate one of those two people. And guess what? They were Times Person of the Year. Ben Bernanke, the freaking head of the Fed, was Time Person of the Year. Vladimir Putin has been Person of the Year.
I voted for him.
I know you did. I know you did. There's been plenty of Person of the Year. Like Hitler was Person of the Year. There's been a bunch of them. They're just big newsmakers. They're not necessarily like ooh, this is the best person in the whole wide world. It doesn't work that way. It's like it's not an award necessarily. It's just the person that was that kind of symbolizes the news that was made in that year. I hate everybody. I do.
Isn't there like three of these? There's like Time do one. Isn't there like a Newsweek
I'm
one?
I'm sure. I think Time is like it's like the AP poll. It's like the big one.
Can I ask a question though? The month isn't over yet, so the year's not over yet. What if somebody else
really steps up over the last?
I mean, this is like okay, somebody posted a nice score in the fourth round of a golf tournament. What if somebody comes out and shoots a 59?
I'll be honest. You know who has never won Time Person of the Year and always finishes the year strong? Santa Claus. Every year delivers toys to boys and girls all around the world. Never won it. Never won it because they announced this thing too soon. You know, it's a shame.
That's his big thing comes at the end of the year. So if you're going to be Person of the Year.
If you announce it on December 12th.
Be Person of the Year, not Person of the first 11 months of the year.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
It's a 12-month year.
Yeah. And, I mean, Santa's been he's been jobbed year after year because they keep announcing it late December or mid-December, and then they just the last 2 weeks, which is literally his time to shine, and no credit, none.
You know, and I think Mrs. Claus deserves some consideration every now and then, too.
You know who else? Dick Clark. He counted down everybody into a new year for so long. He's never it.
Isn't he dead?
He is, but at some point they could have given it to him.
Yeah, but...
I mean, you don't have Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve without him.
I don't need Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
How would you know we're going into a new year? You would think it was just December 32nd.
My biggest problem with Dick Clark is, at the end, post-stroke, it would take him 17 to 18 seconds to count down from 10, and...
Yeah.
It's like, yeah...
10...
I'm all for, like... you know, I feel bad for the guy, certainly, but at some point it's like, dude, you can't do this job if you can't keep up. That's just, the harsh reality of life.
It's going to happen to all of us at some point.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Like if Michael Phelps got arm cancer and his arms fell off, he probably wouldn't be asked to swim in the Olympics.
True.
You know?
Or, you know, if Justin Verlander were in an accident and lost his arm.
Yeah.
Probably not going to pitch.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Speaking of Santa Claus, a substitute teacher, probably a really horrible human being, is a substitute teacher in New York.
Not one who did it with her students?
No. She had 5- and 6-year-old students, and she told them that there was no Santa Claus. She lied to these 5- and 6-year-olds. And parents
are pissed.
The parents are really pissed, and they should be. You should be pissed off over that. That's not her place.
How dare you? Yeah. How dare you tell that blatant lie about the Santa, the great Santa?
Yeah. Shame. The you know what? Screw Time Magazine. Screw
He's
everybody
a saint.
Else. He is the Blitz Person of the Year, Santa Claus, because we take into account all 12 months, and he's been doing it for years. Needy children. Naughty children, not so much, but nice children, he's taken care of. And let's talk about this. Look at how many elves he employs. First
That's
off,
true.
Who's going to employ elves, right? I mean, there is a lot of people who don't like their little
Game of Thrones
years.
Did it.
Well, did they have elves? I don't think so.
Peter Dinklage?
Oh, he was a dwarf.
Dwarf.
Yeah. Or a little person.
He played an elf in that movie.
Which movie?
The Elf. The Will Ferrell movie, Elf.
He was in that?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Remember he wrote the children's book?
Oh. No, I thought
Will Ferrell thought he was an elf.
Yeah.
That's how it went.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. But I didn't know Peter Dinklage was in that.
No. He's a normal person.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't have mystical powers. He's just smaller than you and I.
Okay. Well, he's got mystical acting powers.
Yes.
That dude is a badass
he's
actor.
He's a better actor than you.
Well, I mean, you haven't seen me in anything.
I know. That's the point.
Okay, fine, but all right. Just sigh. I guess you got me on that one. The dude with all the Emmys is a better actor than me. All right. Hey, you're looking for a gift for the sports fan in your life. And how about this? You got a basketball fan? Give them the gift of Houston Rockets basketball this holiday season. That could be tickets. They've got brand new gear, kids club memberships, lots of great gift options for that Rockets fan in your life. And how about the holiday packs? Give you the opportunity to see the Rockets for five great games at a great price. And every holiday pack also comes with a gift card to the Rockets Team Shop. And that Rockets Team Shop has so much to offer these days. You'll find the latest jerseys, t-shirts, jackets, hats, kids and women's apparel, novelty items, and much, much more. And if you got a young Rocket fan in your household, Kids Club memberships make the perfect stocking stuffer. Memberships come with two tickets to a game, lots of cool Rocket swag, and additional season-long perks. So all you have to do is head to Rockets.com, and you'll find all your holiday needs and check out all the great options available to you, whether it's tickets, the ticket packages, or whether it's new gear or the Kids Club memberships. That's Rockets.com today.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Glad. I'm sure 281 is joking here, but it's pretty funny. Of course, the Blitz would give the Person of the Year award to an old white man. Well, I think he's earned it. I think we're pretty diverse on this show as to who wins our awards.
I mean, Fred's not even a plain old white man, technically. He looks like it.
But I'm old.
Yeah, and you're a man.
Pretty much.
But you're only half white.
Yeah, it's probably not the good half.
I mean,
there's not a good half.
Yeah, let's face it.
Let's ask, we're children of the forest elves. Maybe so. Maybe that was a fancy way for elf, now that I think about it. Although they were just weird.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Couple people saying AJ's going to make the little people mad. Stick around for Gym of the Day. We're going to have a Gym of the Day that we'll discuss little people.
Okay.
That's a tease to an hour from now. So you'll want to be tuning in to hear this story. So I've gone the extra mile this week to come up with good gems, because everybody thought that, that was a sad gym.
You did make terrible a sad gym.
Yeah, sorry. Life is sad sometimes. So, this one, also very very proud of. I think you'll like it. And we'll see if you can avoid saying something that will get you in trouble. Because that's the other.
I don't think I'm getting in trouble. I'm not the one who's gotten in trouble with little people in the past.
Oh, no, they've had their sights set on me before. Mm-hmm. Of course, they had to aim pretty high to do it, but,
Fred.
Sorry.
Grow up.
Fine. We'll save that for later. Any thoughts on the football game tonight?
Man, this screams a game that the Ravens could call whatever number they want at 17. I'm going to go ahead and look away on this one. I think that, so I'll just give you a little insight to what I did, and I posted it on pregame.com. My only play on this game is the team total over for the Ravens in the first half.
Okay.
Which sounds really convoluted, because it is. It's a team total.
Right.
It's also a first half team total. But I do think that, and it's 16.5, by the way, over 16.5. I think that the Ravens, because they're not totally healthy, are going to go out and try to run up the score early, and they're going to try to coast in the second half. And I would not be shocked at all if we saw Bob Griffin.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll backdoor it, because, but
I don't know if the Jets can score.
Yeah, but I don't know if Bob Griffin is going to run up the score or not. I think that the Ravens are better, you know, with a backup than the Jets are. So it could get out of hand, but it also could just grind to a halt after it gets out of hand. So to me, it's Ravens team total first half, and then let the rest of the game happen. I think if you're betting the Ravens to clear 17 for the game,
yeah, that's just too much.
It's too much in an NFL match. It really is.
I have another story for you that's a little, this one's a little non-sportsy. I was stunned to find this out. A Delta flight attendant who was 79 years old and still working.
Gross.
Well, we'll see how gross you think this is. She was making $250,000 a year.
As a
flight attendant.
What?
Apparently, when you're there that long. She worked for the company for 57 years. So
I got to get into that flight attendant life.
Well, you wouldn't want to do it for 57 years to make $250,000.
57 years from now, I'll only be 96.
Well, and by then, they're going to have bionic arms and legs and stuff. You'll probably live to 200.
Yeah, and they'll probably want robot flight attendants.
Well, needless to say, not saying that they probably wanted to get rid of that salary or anything, but she is now suing the airline because she was fired over accusations that she swiped a carton of milk and other on-flight goods.
Did she?
Well, I don't know. She says, I couldn't believe it. I've been accused of so many things and none were true. I try not to take it personally, but when you get mean about me and start lying, that is a problem. So she says it's not true. She says, they want to get rid of the older flight attendants. I think they put us on a higher surveillance. It's because they have to pay us so much because we've been there forever. And your pay scale goes up each year. I think they can hire 4 newer flight attendants for what they pay me.
Well, it seems like a good reason to fire you.
As a businessman, I can kind of see why.
Yeah.
I mean, plus you're 79 years old. But she said they accused me of sleeping, of taking chocolates, not doing a good job. But my letters from passengers prove them wrong. They accuse me of not being able to arm or disarm the doors. That's kind of a big one.
Hold on. Letters from passengers?
Yeah.
Have any of you out there, after a flight, gone, you know what? I'm going to write a letter thanking my flight attendant for doing such a great job ever in your life?
All right.
Zero chance.
Well, a letter, no. But occasionally, if I get one of those surveys, if somebody did a good job, I'll mention it. If somebody did a crappy job, I'll mention it. Like, I had one flight coming back from Vegas where the flight attendant was rude to everybody and was a total jerk. And when I got my survey, I reflected that. And when somebody does a good job, I'll do that. So it's not a letter, but I have said nice things about flight attendants on those things.
Yeah, not me. Like, once I'm off my plane, I'm just trying to get out of there.
Well, I know, but you get it like the next day to your email.
No, I'm definitely not filling that out. That's instant delete. I don't even look at it. If I get an email, tell us about your flight. Delete. No.
Well, see, I like to let them know when they did a good job.
Yeah, I don't have time for that.
RBT says, Santa is Blitzer of the Year. Hell no. My son keeps singing he saw mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe. Well, maybe.
Maybe your old lady a hoe.
Man, I wasn't going to put it that way.
Yeah. But, maybe you ought to check your woman, bro.
Listen, hey, the guy has...
maybe she likes fat boys.
The guy's got mean skills. And,
it's true.
You know, there are people always leaving him milk and cookies. I like to leave vodka out for him. I think he appreciates that. And
it's because he didn't give your wife a Peloton.
I kind of wish he had, because she'd be famous now. From that commercial, and be able to make a bunch of money.
Picking up more commercials, even.
Yeah. Yeah, she could have done a Ryan Reynolds commercial. You don't think that would have made her happy?
She was on the Today Show this morning.
See?
With Ryan Reynolds.
That could have been my wife if I had just bought her a damn Peloton. Shame on me. Then she'd be really rich.
You blew it.
I know.
Isn't she already kind of rich?
She does okay. So... all right, guys, we got a lot to get to.
She did buy you that place in Koontz.
It's in Village Mills. Get it right. It's near Koontz.
I like to imagine you having a home in Koontz, like you live winters in Koontz and summers in Regina.
Well, I'll be near both places, if that makes you feel better.
You're always dancing around it.
Yeah, but not quite in, you know?
Story of your life.
It's exactly.
Friend-zoned.
Exactly. Permanently. All right, guys. The holidays are here, and how about you give yourself a gift? How about a little extra money in your pocket? Pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can roll your high-interest credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. You could save thousands in interest. Plus, there's absolutely no fees, no application, origination, transaction, prepayment penalties, none of that. The application's so quick and easy, you can get on your phone right now and apply from there. LightStream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. So if you've got good credit, you want to save some money, just for my listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Lightstream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
Got racks on me. Got the stash on me. They gas in me. Yeah. Hoodie on low, but I stay focused. Yeah. It's hard to stay low and everybody know this. Yeah.
Back at it. She never do this.
ESPN 97.5.